A very large City of Sulphur Springs waterline project running from Highway 19 to pass the Lake Sulphur Springs Dam requires just successful testing to be completed. I talked about the project with City Manager Mark Maxwell Wednesday morning.
There's a water line that feeds the North Hopkins County Water Supply Corporation. We provide water to all of the water supply corporations around, and it's been a source of many water main ruptures over the years, and it's just getting worse. And so we've replaced the entire line from the airport up to 2285 and on out past the dam, right up to the meter for the North Hopkins Water Supply Corporation, and we're done. Uh-huh. It's all installed, and we're running the bacteriological tests on the line right now, and as soon as they pass, then we'll hook it up and be done.
How's that testing coming along? Pretty interesting.
Well, the first few tests failed, and that's not uncommon when you put in a new line, and you keep flushing it and keep testing it until you get what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And it's been kind of humorous as we went. It's in five sections, mm-hmm. and so the first section failed the first time we tested, and the third section failed the second time we tested, and the fifth section failed the last time we tested. So whatever it is, it's probably dirt in the line. Yeah. It's moving along, and today we test again, and we think it'll probably pass.
It's a big line. What's the size of that thing?
The 12-inch line. It was an 8-inch line, and it was just in terrible, terrible shape, and this line will last 100 years.
That's really great to have. I would imagine any kind of growth that's up in that area and everything for the city, it really...
Well, yeah. So if there's ever development out around the lake, it'll feed it, and it'll certainly be capable of feeding all of North Hopkins.
Oh, wow. What's on the agenda for your capital construction crew and projects?
Oh, yeah. So now they're going to move to North Davis. There's a segment of North Davis between... Park and Glover that has it's another problematic water line, and so we're going to replace it. In fact, we've got to hurry up and get that done in time for the summer paving program, because we've got that one block also on the summer paving program. You might recall that last year we paved either side of that block, but not that block, which I'm sure was infuriating for the residents there. But we knew that we had a water line project coming up, and we didn't want to pave it and then dig it all back up and put the water line in. And then after that, we'll move to Rockdale Road, mm-hmm. and north of the interstate, and finish that project up. We're going to take it from where we ended last time and take it all the way out to the interstate.
All right. So it's good to be moving along on these projects.
Oh, yeah. And we've got a number of other capital improvement projects after that. Bill Bradford will be coming up. South Moore Street, South Locust Street, Pampa and Plano, they're all set for some reconstruction.
KSST News.